Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
On the last episode, after an unsuccessful attempt at scamming tickets and the arrest of an innocent tree, our heroes met up with Missy Dubois, who had a simpler plan to get the Joels to the moon. But before any further investigation into the disappearance of Bitch Hippo can begin, the duo decide they must finish their dictation assignment first.
Are you going to finish your dictation?
Yes.
Are you both doing it?
Yes.
Just in case. One is bad.
Look, there's maybe you're rushed. Maybe you're like thinking about, you know, the job tonight. So it's not perfect. It's not the worst, but, you know, maybe there's some spelling errors, maybe that kind of thing. You probably still get paid for it, so whatever.
Sick. Done. And maybe I'll try and Google the cosmic gem.
All right.
All right, I got this. I know what to do. I got to... It's got to lick the... And it's got to suck.
You okay. Maybe look, you've been practicing all night trying to use future Google correctly. And maybe you... Wait, Ape Joel, were you also researching?
Yeah, of course.
No, you were too overconfident. You're like, I know how to use this. You did that, and all you're getting is hooves.
I get distracted by the hooves and then don't try again.
But you also, Joel, because you've had such practice, you managed to use it correctly. You know that cosmic crystals are, like I said, a rarity. There used to be a lot more of them, you know, several decades ago, maybe longer, but until the Neonites came in.
Neon Knights.
Till the Neon Knights came in, then they started collecting every cosmic crystal they could and sort of hiding them away. They would go from planet to planet, anyone that wasn't controlled already by the Dracula Council, and they would collect all of the cosmic crystals that they could, and they could take them. Everybody knows that they're terribly powerful. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of like a general purpose power, you know what I mean? Like an energy source, basically. Yeah. Yeah. All right. That's probably what you discovered. Cool.
Okay, and do we need anything? Do we know if we need anything for the trip? Do we need to bring our own hard hat? What do we need?
Missy Dubois probably would say that you need to at least look the part, because that's right. The kind of
thing. So you have to ditch our I Love Blade Runner trench coats.
I mean, you can try and hide them.
Our custom made trench coats.
We're going to need miners' outfits.
Back way.
Overalls.
You have one pair.
I already got one pair of overalls. They're made for a hippo, man. They don't fit.
Yeah, they really wouldn't. It might fit Ape Joel.
Oh, see how well they fit.
All right.
I'm going to go and get a wife beater.
Not well. They are very tight on you. like so tight that you're like, this is pinching whenever I walk. Your little hands are like compressed by it. It's not comfortable.
I probably need overalls as well. Yeah, how do I look?
Not great.
I don't feel great.
All right.
Circulation significantly cut off.
Yeah, let's get that off you.
I flex and just tear out of it.
You could probably go to a haberdasher or whatever to get...
Like a Walgreens type thing.
Yeah, to get some clothes. You could probably go to like a kind of general purpose store and collect anything that you need. Yeah. You do
I
have
want
money.
I want a blue wife beater or singlet, as they are otherwise known. Flannelette. Mm-hmm. Maybe some workman's trousers.
Yeah.
Some boots. And yeah, a couple spare change of clothes there.
You look not you sort of kick
overalls
yourself out
well,
to
yeah.
look like a salt of the earth working class space miner.
Yeah. All right. I want to get you a big wrench.
Oh, big wrench.
Imagine hitting someone with that big wrench using all four arms to swing it.
I'm gonna. Okay, so I've got a big wrench.
I imagine you go up to the fella in the hardware section and you're like, I need a wrench. And they put down a regular size one. You're like,
No.
And they put down a slightly bigger one. They're like, No. I'm talking big wrench.
I'm talking big. All right. Yeah, you've got a big wrench.
All right. And my outfit will be overalls.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of pants, they're shorts.
Okay.
Long socks and some boots.
That's good.
And a hard hat that has a light on it. And my overalls are open a bit, revealing my ape chest.
All right. That's where good. Are your little hands?
Little hands are tucked in.
Okay.
They're, like, it's it's open, but it's not like...
Yeah, it'd be like tucked in, but like in the pocket of your overalls.
Ah, that's good.
On the outside of the overalls.
Yeah.
No. Oh. Keep them secret. I've got to keep my secret ponchos secret.
That's fair. Is there anything else you'd like while you're here at the store?
No, is there anything else we might like think we'd need?
You have no idea.
So we got a big wrench.
Maybe like rope. I just feel rope. Rope is always handy.
Two collect pickaxes. 50 feet of rope and two pickaxes. There's also probably one of those portal people here wandering around. They're always good if you just need something random and black.
Can I get some boots, please?
I'll pop two. Shiny, all one shade of black boots. Not your size.
Are they my size?
Not quite. A bit big.
They're damn.
I just put them back in them.
They probably come out in a diner somewhere. Into someone's salad. Cool. All right. Cool.
How much did that set us back?
I'm going to say all up, we're talking something like 80 credits.
80 credits?
Cheap. Yeah. Bargain. Yeah, cheap. If I have 500 at the start, seems good now.
Yeah.
That 200 a day seems very good.
It's very, very generous.
Is she giving it to us each day?
Yeah.
Oh,
see, it's getting put into your account.
So we had 700 and now we're down to...
No, 900. Yes, that end today, mate.
Yeah. It's been too... Well, she wouldn't have paid us for today yet.
Probably not yet, yeah.
All right, fair enough.
Probably comes in at the end of the day.
So we're on 620 Blazer.
620 Blazer. That's in the future. In space. People smoking space kush. All right, so you head for the spaceport.
Mm-hmm.
Nizzy Dubois probably told you to get there around like midday-ish. You woke up pretty early. Oh no, she arrived around 6-ish then.
Yep.
Spend the day relaxing. Maybe you get some pasta at Giuseppe's Pastoria. And then you head to the spaceport.
Easy.
Ape Joel, you scan around. Also, Joel, maybe you're just adjusting your clothes. You don't notice. But Ape Joel, you scan around and you can see a procession of miners. You assume that they're miners. You can see that they're kind of like all dressed in the same blue uniform. You also see that they all resemble Bulldog Man. 2-1. as you like follow them, you see that they're heading to like a terminal, basically, which has a hot and fresh 68 written above it in sort of like digital writing. You assume that's where you're meant to go.
Point it out.
No, right. Oh, right. Well,
I reckon confidence is key here.
Yep. Discreet.
Join the end of the line.
Yep.
You just like sidle up behind the last two. They're kind of going in like two a person. One of them like turns around to look at you and then just like turns back.
Give him a curt nod.
You see him like gesture over to his mate and whisper something in his ear. The other guy turns around and looks at you, then looks back.
Can we hear what they said?
One of them's like, what the fuck are they? Who are they? I don't know them.
That's all right.
Is that David?
That's all right. Because isn't like a, what the fuck are those?
No, that's just like, that's not who I thought they'd be. I think that's David. David's not, he's on leave. Looks like David. Not David, James.
Hey, fellas, it's Dave. No.
Fuck. Imagine.
I'm back from leave early, boys. No.
You get led into, or you follow the
because we
miners.
Have a mining pass, I assume, that has a name on it, so I'm not going to claim to be anyone without looking at the pass.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good idea.
Do we have those passes, or are they at the door?
They'll be at the door.
All right.
As you, like...
Oh, wait. Yes. Never mind. Let's get to the door first.
Yes.
As you enter the terminal, there is a... Well, again, you assume woman, but it looks more like an eel, and it's handing passes out to every of the bulldog men that kind of make their way through. When they reach you, there's like a tentative moment, but then they hand the passes over to you.
Thank you.
Gorbo.
Gorbo.
And Schmaldor.
Schmoldor. That's good. Yep. I'm going to name my child that in honor of this successful mission.
Schmoldor.
You right. sit in like basically like the equivalent of an airport.
How did you smell? How did you spell?
How did you smell it? S-H-M-U-L-D-O-R. Schmoldor, like it sounds.
I just thought I'd check before I wrote it down.
No, fair.
Alias.
Schmoldor.
Question mark. Real name question mark.
Maybe you're new. Grab another. You're sitting in basically, like I said, the equivalent of like an airport terminal. You're sitting across from several of these bulldog men, and they're all kind of like fixing you with curious stares. You feel very out of place because they are about the size of like, I don't know, maybe...
A bulldog on its hind legs?
Yeah, imagine a bulldog on its hind legs. That's what we're talking about.
Can I just... Ultimate orator?
Yeah.
Ultimate orator. Just one of them?
Sure.
Oh.
What are you going to say to him?
Hello, good friend. I think, you know, we're just from out of town. We think, you know, we should be... Want to get in the mining business? Heard it's good money.
Yeah, it's very good money.
Yeah, right.
That's good.
And like, try and get him on our side. Well, he's already on our side. Ah, good. Just get him to tell us about it and try and like, no, we're good people. Well, spread the word.
Okay, well, I want me to tell everybody that you're one of the good people. Yeah.
Hey, fellas.
Well, let me say it first. Everybody, these are good people, these two. All right? Don't be being rude to them just because they're not woofers like us. The rest of the bulldog people are just like, yeah, all right. Like, sure.
Do you like, can I scratch you under the chin? Is that good?
That's very, very offensive.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Only, I don't know very well. I don't even know your name.
I'm Gorbo.
I'm Schmoldor. Nice to meet you.
My name's Mark.
Hi, Mark. That's a cool name.
Mark extends a little grey paw to you.
We give a bit of a shake.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Your first time going to a hot and fresh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. You ready for it?
Maybe. Well,
that's not a good answer.
Absolutely, Mark. Thanks for asking.
I thought I was until you asked.
Maybe.
What's there to be?
Are you ready, Mark?
Well, yeah, I've got to be.
Wait, what do you mean ready? I mean, I thought I was. What
it's
do I have
tough
to prepare
conditions
for?
Up there.
La.
The pay's good, but whew.
I heard it was just a big ball of flesh.
You have a mind flesh?
No.
You ready to drive your pick into the earth and have a geyser of blood fly in your face?
Kind of like flashback to all of Dinosaur Park and Dinosaur... Yes.
Basically, yes.
Yes.
Well, if you're ready then for the Cronenbergian horror you're about to experience.
Oh, then, oh, yes.
Oh, well, that's good to hear.
Yeah, we had a daughter that turned to a Vespa. I'm ready for anything.
What?
Yeah.
I like that you're familiar with the director David Cronenberg, but are not familiar with a Vespa. That's good.
David Cronenberg survived.
Vespas did not.
Wait, what was it?
Italians? Cronenberg.
Italy remained.
Italy and Cronenberg remain.
Hey, Mark, I know this is... I don't mean to be offensive.
Wow. That's not a good start to any sentence, friend.
I was just wondering what species you are. I've never come across
woofers.
You. Oh, woofers. Oh.
Yeah. We're all woofers. They make us go and do the mining because we're whittle.
Yeah. Oh, wait. I'm big. Is that going to be an issue?
What?
I was told that I'm big.
Well, yeah.
But I thought that would be handy, but now I'm scared that that'll be a hindrance.
Well, it's surprising that they've sent you. Yeah, the tunnels are pretty small.
Huh.
They tend to go woofers with a perfect size, so we get the jobs. You guys are huge, but we didn't want to say anything.
We're here for a little bit of admin as well, you know? Oh. Making sure things go
so
well.
So not going to go into blood mines.
Also Joel might, but no, yeah, I will not.
I was going to say, you're too big.
Yeah. I'm a big fella.
But, you know... Oh, Abe Joel, you might, though. Wink.
What? What was that wink about?
Nothing.
I noticed it. He's something.
He's just teasing me because I'm too big.
Oh, okay.
He's being a rude man. But it's all fun and games because we're friends. Schmoldor and
Gorbo.
Best mates.
Right, okay then. Yeah, that's cool.
Mark as well.
Mark, a best friend.
Yeah,
well, that's forward.
I think
basically, I like you, good people. I just met you for the first time.
Yeah, but like, we're getting along so well.
Good friend now, yeah, Mark. There's a voice comes over like the loudspeaker
and interrupts
your conversation with Mark.
Everybody heading on the 6:35 flight to Hot and Fresh 68, boarding in 10 minutes.
Okay, well, I suppose you'll be sitting next to each other on the spaceship, so I'll probably see you, you know.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah?
Just the spaceship, like, so you mostly send woofers up there.
Yeah.
How big are the chairs?
Well, I was thinking about that as well.
I think they might have fucked me here, Mark.
It seems very strange. How did you get the job?
I just applied for it.
Well, that's very bizarre.
Yeah, I'm on the future Google, because, like, look, I've been out of the job for a couple of years.
Right, yeah.
Like, after the disaster and how it affected my wife and child, I wasn't...
Why? Why are you lying, dude? What are you going to gain, Dusha? What are you possibly going to gain?
He's our good friend already.
You've already got him on the side. He's causing problems for yourself. But thankfully, he seems to believe you. He has no reason not to. He does find it odd that the disaster which affected the moon apparently affected your wife and daughter.
They were very scared by
it. Yeah, he's not going to press questions. He's just like, oh, yeah. Okay, so you decided you need a job.
It was just traumatic.
Yeah, it was rough. It was rough for everybody.
And no one like, yeah.
It was rough. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like, and then I've been out of the job for a couple of years. I just, like, jumped onto the future Google. So there was some applicant.
Look for jobs, and there it was. Yeah. Come to Hot and Fresh 68.
Yeah, and I saw that, and, like, I knew that, yeah, like, they hadn't hired many apes before. But I thought I'd give it a go.
Wow.
And now here I am, but now I'm a little concerned that, well, discrimination isn't okay, that maybe this wasn't a good decision for them to make.
Get ready for a very cramped ride. Tell you what.
How long was the flight?
It's 3 days. There's not much room to stretch out. For me and the rest of the woofers, there is, but for you, get ready to cramp.
Three days, you say?
Yeah, a 3 day trip.
Good.
That's all right.
I want to message Missy Dubois and be like,
I'm going to keep talking to Mark.
Out of contact for 3 days. We'll be in transit. Frowny face. Send.
It's future technology. How does he go?
Oh, true.
Oh, man.
Hey, Joel, you get a message on your phone.
Oh, sorry, Mark. I just got a message.
That's fine. It's exactly that. What he sent to Missy.
I'll forward it to you. Thanks. I forwarded it to Missy.
All right. Can I get a frowny face back?
That's fair.
I need to go find a porn.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Shop and buy like a 90s flip phone.
Yeah, you do.
Hey, Mark, how long have you worked here for?
Oh, well, I was on Weave for a while. And now I'm back about 10 years, I'd say.
10 years?
Yeah, on and off, on and off.
Good job.
Yeah, it's all right.
Because I'm a bit nervous about my first day now.
Don't. I mean, it's tough, but, you know.
Rewarding, you would say, right?
Huh?
Rewarding?
Oh. It pays well.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I mean,
rewarding in terms of like a soul, like a spiritually rewarding? No.
So,
it's traumatizing.
So you got a family you go back to?
Yeah, I got a widow of pups, and a bitch.
That's good.
Yeah, it's all right. The woman comes over the loudspeaker again. The flight to Hot and Fresh 68, the 635 flight, now boarding. The terminal, like, door, and there's an alien at the desk, and all of the woofers get up, and they start boarding the flight.
We join them.
With a big, heavy sigh, we join them.
You line up with the woofers. You walk, like, along a corridor that's clearly been attached to a spaceship, and as you walk, the corridor gets smaller and smaller.
Hey, Mark.
What?
I'm a bit of scared of flying. Do you guys have any like sedatives or anything?
Yeah, we could just ask for one from the people who come by, the hosts and hosts.
Oh, thank Christ. I start crawling.
Yeah, so the spaceship is... Ape Joel, you have to literally squeeze to get in there. Like, as in, you're not standing on this trip. And also, Joel, you can just kind of lie down.
I do.
But Ape Joel, you will always be touching the roof one way or another.
Even if I'm lying down.
Yeah, it's cramped. You're huge. You're an ape. They're bulldogs.
Yep. excuse me, hostess?
Uh-huh. Another woofer comes on.
Hello.
Hi. Could I please have... I'm very, very scared of flying, and I have an anxiety problem and a little bit of coma. Can I have any sedatives to help me with this flight? And also an orange juice.
Absolutely.
Oh, thank you so much.
She gives you an all-black orange juice.
Yeah.
And then two small orange pills.
I immediately take two, drink my orange juice, say cheers. I might need two more.
You feel like you shouldn't have taken two at once. You're like, that's good. And then immediately everything goes black.
That's good. I need two more.
Ape Joel, you watch as also Joel just collapses onto the woofer in front of him.
I like probably pull him back off the woofer.
He's gone. You like roll back, peel back his eyelid. It's just white. He's fucked.
Sorry, woofer. He's just like a bit scared of flying.
That's fine.
So I'll just move him off you a bit.
All right. You're pretty cramped up the back there. Mark kind of works his way down to the seat in front of you so that he can chat to you. You're cramped.
Yes, I am, Mark.
Take a sedative. Just knock yourself out for the trip.
I'm going to wake up very sore.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to be sore either way.
That's a good point, Mark. Are you going to take anything for the trip?
No. It's quite comfortable for me.
Yeah, it looks it.
Mark stretches out. He's pretty happy. The hostess comes up to you. Would you like a pill?
Three, please.
All right. Your friend took both at once. Please. One a day.
Sorry, Miss Air Hostess. Sorry, because like obviously this flight was intended for woofers. And,
yeah, I noticed.
I'm not a woofer. Would one a day still be okay for me? I'm a quite big fella. Am I two?
Well, they're pretty strong.
One and a half.
One will do you.
Three.
Well, come on. I just don't want you to die on the trip. It's my professional responsibility to keep you alive.
So,
how about you have one, and then you tell me how you feel. A wife, and then if you need another one, you can contact me.
That sounds fair.
She places a tiny pill in your big ape hand.
Hulk. Good night, Mark.
All right, good night, friend. I'll see you when we get there. Very gently and comfortably, like you're cozy in a nice warm bed, you drift away to sleep. You wake up the next day. You're still on the flight. You're cramping like crazy. And also Joel is completely unconscious.
Thank God.
There's a little bit of black dribble coming out of his mouth. You don't know what that is. He's probably fine.
Good morning, everyone. Is he okay?
Mark goes and like gets one of his dog claws and kind of like opens up also Joel's mouth. Also like a lot of black like kind of dribbles out. Oh, he's probably fine. He took right. 2 months. He'll be right.
Anyway, good
night
again.
He'll have to sweep it off when he got there, but he'll be right.
Anyway, good night again. I take another one. Straight back to sleep.
Gently, you drift to sleep. It's the next day. Also, Joel, you wake up feeling fucking awful. You feel like your body has just been, like, you know those machines that make, like, a box or something? You feel like your body just went through one of them. Every joint aches. Your mouth tastes like ash.
Yeah.
That took two at once.
Yeah, I guess.
Take one a day.
Stuart.
Yeah?
Sorry, I think I might have one. Yeah, can I have a glass of orange juice? And can I just have a couple more?
No, I can have one more. I don't force you to have a couple more. One more.
I mean, I guess.
She puts one orange pill in your hand and gives you a glass of black orange juice. Ape Joel, would you like another one?
I just, like, pretend to get a drink the orange juice. And, like, it didn't work.
Why? She looks you up and you've had one. Come on. It'll take its time.
All right. I'll wait it out a bit.
She goes and gives you another pill, Ape Joel, if you'd like it.
Yeah, I'll take it.
You gently drift off to sleep. That's she comes back to you. Well?
Well?
Well, how could two knock you out like that, but one, for some reason, isn't working?
I don't know.
All right, here's half of one. There's one and a half.
All right.
Halves one and hands it over to you.
Cheers.
Are you going to take it?
Yeah. One and a half, claim.
You're like, that's much better. You feel like the drowsiness descend, but then it's like the start of a roller coaster, basically. You're like, drowsy, 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 unconscious.
Oh, it's the rush I need.
You both wake up the final day.
Yep.
To the sensation of the spaceship landing on a spongy, unpleasant surface. You feel gross. Both of you feel gross. Ape Joel, every time you've woken up, you've like felt the cramp for like a second before you've taken a pill. Now there's no pill to alleviate the unpleasantness of the cramping. Your body is on fire. You feel like you need to get out of this ship or you're going to be in some fucking terrible trouble.
I need to get out of this ship, otherwise I'm going to be in some fucking terrible trouble.
Okay.
This ship was not made for an ape.
How are you going to do it? You're going to try and crawl over the woofers or are you going to try and burst out the back?
Might just try and stand. Wait, has the ship landed?
Yes.
Yeah, might just
crawl over? Or are you gonna
Excuse me, everyone. Do you mind if I just get through? I'm in agony. If I don't stand up soon, I'm scared that I might cripple myself.
All of the woofers and scurry their way out of the spaceship, and you
crawl through.
Crawl your way through and flop out onto a fleshy pink, occasionally covered in little splotches of what seems like human hair, surface of the moon. The landscape is just flesh as far as the eye can see. Occasionally there's like full on like mounds, like proper bushes of thick black hair. Some places you can see stretching on the skin. There's little like miners' houses, like container houses, you know, like your basic mining setup. You can see a kind of quarry in the flesh. Kind of looks like somebody's chopped their way through like pork.
Is it scab over?
Yeah, in places. Yeah. You can see woofers that are already here, maybe have been here a while. They remove the scabs. They collect them because you can use them for stuff too. And there are mines that go from the quarry deeper into the moon.
I just like instantly, just like as I get outside, just stretch and there's just like infinite cracks of my bones. Oh, thank God.
You feel amazing after that, but still quite groggy. Also, Joe, you feel like shit. You've had way too many sedatives. All right, Mark says. To work, then.
Yep.
Let's head for orientation.
Sounds good.
Mark marches.
I had an orange juice and an aspirin.
I feel like you've had more than enough pills, shall we?
Yeah, but aspirin. You know what aspirin is?
I really don't.
Like pain meds.
I'll see if I can go to another orange juice.
Yeah, jeez.
Everything's sedatives in the future.
Maybe like a lemonade or something? Oh, that'd be nice.
You get a pitch black lemonade.
Ah, it does weird things to my brain.
But it tastes nice and you feel kind of revitalized. You follow the rest of the woofers to one of the mining buildings. You head inside to a kind of like cafeteria looking area. There's a woofer, looks a lot older, kind of graying around the muzzle, wearing a little mining jacket and as well as his blue uniform. All right, everybody, thank you for coming in. My name's Walkout Woos, and I'm running the operation here on Hot and Fresh 68. All right, so this is going to be a grueling 2 years that you've signed up for.
Yep. I nod.
But it's very easy. All we're mining here is bone and flesh, and the occasional scab. All right, everybody is here to mine bone. We're going to get to this section here. Everybody is to mine flesh. And the scab getters who can go into that section. The woofers separate themselves accordingly. Where are you going to separate yourself into?
I start sliding my way to the scab section.
All right. What about you, Ape Joel?
Should we split up? No, I join the scab section as well.
Lockout Lewis kind of looks at the two of you. He's like, who are you?
Gorbo.
And I'm...
yes?
And I'm Schmolder.
You're very big.
Yes, I'm an ape.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yep.
You're a woofer. We're different.
You're not very clever, are you?
I'm an ape.
Right. Well, obviously you can't put you in a flesh mine because you're too big. Don't know why they sent you or even allowed you up here.
Yeah, the recruit officer said we'd be good for admin.
For admin?
Yeah.
I think some funny business is happening here.
Look, great ultimate orator. I'm pretty sure that...
Oh, no, Mark. Mark's still so close.
Mark's like, I got a damn second.
He has to be like,
why would I fight with those guys?
He can answer that question. Yeah, we were told by... I know, he mentioned a Roos something, you know... Maybe, did you get the email? Might have been from you.
Maybe I did. Maybe I thought you were going for admin. Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll send you to the admin office. You could get started there. We'll send the rest of these woofers to the mines already. Okay, then.
Lovely to meet you, Mark.
Mark's like, what the fuck?
All right.
Have Mark a good time in the mine.
Gives you a look like, what? And he carries on. All right, you're led by another woofer, an administrative-looking woofer, to another building in the Hot and Fresh 68 mining area. They lead you inside, and it's a series of offices. You can see woofers, but also aliens that aren't woofers. You know, like, there's one of the tree people, there's one of the, maybe even one of the portal people is there, and they're all sitting around, typing away, kind of taking care of the admin stuff.
Yep, cool.
The woofer that led you there... She turns around, she's like, wait, so this is the admin area. Lockout Lewis says you're the ones here who'll be helping. I didn't really expect any more admin, but we can make some offices for you.
Oh, beautiful. That'd be great.
Thank kind you. Of like pull out a chair, pull up some computers. They're like, well, so you know basically what the job is here?
We weren't told a lot. We were just told by the recruitment officer that they needed some more admin people.
Right. Well, mostly you're just going to be taking care of the exporting and the importing, cataloging that, making sure everybody knows what's up to date. You'll be balancing all of the basically the incoming mining equipment versus the outgoing flesh, bone, and scabs. It's all very, very intuitive if you work on a computer. You sit down at the computer, a tiny stick with a cube on the end pops out. Once you're in there, you'll kind of get the feeling. If you have any questions, please come. Don't be afraid to ask. I'll be over here in head office.
Beautiful.
All right, then. Good luck.
Thank you.
She walks away into the head office.
Mm.
Okay, what's your plan?
All right, so I guess we've got to try and use these computers and maybe try and look at through some inventory and stocks to see if they cataloged any maybe gems, if they're that thorough and bureaucratic, or maybe some mysterious things or something like that. You know what I mean? Like something anomaly. So I'm just going to...
I would not, if I was you, rely on you hacking.
Dive in there.
Okay, tentatively put your mouth... Oh no. You tentatively put your mouth around the presumably well-used cube that is attached to this computer. Immediately on all of the screens, like it seems like everything kind of glitches out. It seems like maybe you accidentally downloaded a virus of some variety. You don't know how, click the wrong link. You're like, oh boy. Abe Joel in the like seconds before... also, Joel managed to completely crash the system. You see that there was outgoing a while ago cosmic crystals from a particular mine down in the quarry. Mine number, say, 43.
Okay, so I found that...
That's where they used to be. You don't know if they're there anymore, but you think that if Bitch Hippo was going to go anywhere to look for them, that's where he'd go.
Cool.
Everybody, the portal person, the tree person, somebody that looks like a gecko in big pants... Somebody that looks like just like goo on a chair. They all like chattering to each other, being like, oh, what the hell is this? If this isn't fucking typical of, oh my God, what's going on?
I join in. Oh.
First day on the job. What's going on? This is unprofessional.
People seem to ignore you also, Joel, but they're like, what? What's. Who are you? They turn to you, Ape Joel.
Hi, I'm Ape Joel. It's my first day today.
Ape Joel. You told me your name was Mulder.
They're like, the tree person's like, is this person not who they say they are?
Oh, no.
To you also, Joel.
No, I'm I go by Ape Joel as I am an ape. My birth name is Schmolder Joel.
What a lie. Oh, no. That doesn't seem right.
Well, yeah, that's my first.
Did you crash the system?
No. Look, check my computer history.
Well, I can't. The system's crashed.
Wait for the log report to come up. I'm happy to sit here and wait because I am absolutely...
All right, we'll wait for the log report and we'll find out whose computer crashed the system.
What are you doing at the moment?
Also, Joel?
No.
What's his name?
Ishmolder?
What are you? I'm gonna go to the bathroom. We'll be back. What?
Will Ape Joel remember also Joel's alias? Find out next time on the next thrilling episode of Dinosaur Universe.
Missed out on the grand opening and then closing of Dinosaur Land? Ran past the gift shop because the animatronics got out of hand? Been kicking yourself ever since you saw the get shot by a real astronaut T and you didn't duck in to grab it for fear of Bonobot? Then worry no more, because at peddlerspress.store we now have official bootleg Dinosaur Land merch available for you to love and cherish. Just head on down to peddlerspress.store and grab what you can before we get shut down for good this time.